Hey, it's Dave, and you know I'm not a fan of pre-rolls, so the fact that I'm doing one, you know this is important, and it's time-sensitive, because March 21st at 5:30 Eastern, myself and my favorite book guru, Thomas Umstadt Jr., are doing a webinar on book launch secrets. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/booklaunch, you'll learn more about it. But I just wanted to get this in here, because that's right around the corner. Again, schoolofpodcasting.com/booklaunch. Today on More Podcast Money, we're breaking down the truth of podcast sponsorship.
Who could use some more money? Maybe you didn't start your podcast looking to make money, but you hear about others who are making some cash and, hey, you'd like to join that club. Well, you're in the right place. Our website is morepodcastmoney.com, where you can find all our contact information, our blog, newsletter, and of course the book, More Podcast Money. Here's your host, me. Now, who could use some more money?
Welcome to More Podcast Money, the companion podcast to the book, More Podcast Money, which you can find out at Amazon.com. And today I want to talk about is I see this a lot in Facebook groups, and as I'm rewriting More Podcast Money, the new version will be out later this year, I see this and people are like, oh, I want to start a podcast and get a sponsor. That is their number one thing out of their mouth. When I want to monetize, I just got to get a sponsor. And so one of the things I always like to point out is less than 10%, somewhere between 5 and 10% is the number of people that get enough podcast downloads per episode to actually get a big name brand sponsor, Casper Mattress, Stamps.com, Harry's Razors, whatever it is, less than 10%. But let's say you did, okay? Like, congratulations, you've got 5,000 downloads. And for the record, that's 5,000 downloads in the U.S. But okay, you've been there, you got a great show. Now, if you do one episode a week, that's four episodes. So that's four episodes times 5,000 downloads an episode. That means 20,000 downloads for the month. Now, I've picked a number here. I've heard everything from $20 per 1,000 downloads all the way up to 50. And this is why I'm here to say, if you're selling advertising, you need to run, do not walk away from the CPM. And the M is I believe it's Italian, mille, which means 1,000. So price per 1,000 downloads. And so I've heard the number 35 is somewhere in the middle. So we're going to go with that. And that would mean that if you did four episodes a month, you would bring home a total of $700 a month and a yearly income of $8,400 before taxes. Now, let's say you've got a super niche audience and you're up to $50 CPM. Now, that's $1,000 a month and $12,000 a year before taxes. But that's very, very seldom. So let's go back to 35. So you say, well, okay, I know an easy way to make more money. I'll just do more episodes because, hey, all it takes is time. And I'm sure you've got a ton of that, right? So, all right, we're going to double our output. We're going to do two shows a week. That makes us up to 40,000 downloads. That's $1,400 a month. We're making $16,800 a year. And you're like, no, I got like a wife and kid. I need at least probably 30 grand and we'll live on ramen noodle. Okay, well, we'll double again. We're up to 16 episodes. That is four a week. Now we're up to 33,600 again before taxes. So I point this out that the actual honest, hey, I think I can make a living if I get a sponsor is not, I don't want to say it's impossible because obviously there are some people that are just crushing it. And I've got two examples of that. But sponsors, while it's easy to jump to that because that's what we've grew up on was radio, but realize radio had millions of listeners, not thousands. And in reality, let's keep in mind that the average right now, the average podcaster is getting 1,500 downloads, and I'm being a little gracious there. So let's go back to that. Four episodes a month, 1,500 downloads. That's a total downloads of 6,000 downloads per month. at a CPM of 35, that means I'm making $210 a month, which is not much, $52 an episode. So this is when I hear people get obsessed over sponsorship. I'm like, it's not really the easy one. Plus, it's kind of a hassle. You have to do all this reporting and things like that. Again, that's why it's called work. There's two words. One is work and one is called fun. They each have separate things. So I went over to John Lee Dumas and to see what JLD was up to. How this guy is scraping by, I don't know. Because in April, and he publishes his income report. So I'm not sharing something here that's not public. But in April of 2018, John must have been eating ramen noodle because he only made $123,669. Now, $51,000 of that was in his own products and services. So we're talking books. He's got a lot of books. He's got audiobooks. He's got webinars, all sorts of stuff. Now, his sponsorship was $29,250. Now, if you're not familiar with John, go to eofire.com. You can look at this. And his affiliate income was $43,281, which means if we look at that percentages, sponsorship came in dead last at 23%, 24% if we rounded up. Affiliate came in second at 35%, and products and services, 41%. So here again, the low-hanging fruit there that doesn't require reporting is affiliate income. Affiliate income. So then I went over to Pat Flynn, Smart Passive Income. Super nice guys. By the way, I know both these guys, super nice guys, some of the most transparent people, hence they're publishing their income reports on the internet. Now, Pat has been at this a little longer than John, but here again, the thing that really blew me away, Pat is really well known. He got his start as a blog, and he made a lot of money on affiliate income. Now, Pat, his latest report was from December of 2017, where he only made $167,553 for the month. There's nothing more fun when somebody makes more money in a month than you do in a year. But Pat's number one income was affiliate income, $105,619, or 63%. Pat does have products. He has books. He has software. And now he's got courses. He just added courses. And that represents $58,545. And that is 35%. So what does that leave for sponsorship? $3,389 or 2.02%. So in all three cases, I'm sorry, in all two cases of these three types of income, we see where these two heavy hitters, sponsorship is not the main thing. The biggest thing is, well, if we were to add them together, you actually get a bit of a surprise. I did that. If we add them together, the number one is affiliate income, $148,900 or 51%. The second one, products and services, $109,683 at 38%. And then sponsorship coming in at 11%. So that's interesting. And to me, I love affiliate income. The big thing I would say is when you're doing affiliate income, be sure to read the terms of service. I actually just recently was removed from Amazon Associates because on my website, I put a banner and above the banner, I had the title Support the Show. And according to their terms and services, I can't show that they support me. I also can't say, hey, if you buy through this link, I earn a commission and it helps support the show. I can't say that. Their terms of service are very gray. And this is not the first time this has happened to me. I've re-signed up before and I'm actually looking at another company that has an affiliate program because their terms of service are confusing to say the least. And it sounds like all you have to allowed to do is put an Amazon banner on there and hope somebody finds it and randomly clicks on it. So that's rather interesting. But with the right product, we talked about affiliate income before, that can really come in handy. Now, if you're interested in learning more about affiliate marketing, I know somebody. He's been involved with Ray Edwards, his affiliate programs with Michael Hyatt. This guy is like the king of affiliate marketing. His name is Matt McWilliams. If you go out to morepodcastmoney.com/10, I'll have a link. He actually has a product that he's launching now. It's like a class on really just squeezing every penny out of affiliate marketing. He's got webinars going on. This closes, I believe, on the 13th of June, 2018. And if you want to check that out, I'll have links. He's got a an ebook that is free. He's got webinars going on. Just go to morepodcastmoney.com/10 and you can sign up for that.
So who found that useful? I hope you found today's episode useful. If you're new to podcasting, come visit me at schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're not new to podcasting, come buy the book at morepodcastmoney.com. It's the book that never goes out of date. You buy the book once and gain access to the website for life. Thanks for joining us. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting asking, who could use some more money? Hey, it's Dave. Thanks for sticking around here. Again, this is not the norm, but we've kind of got a time-sensitive issue here because this webinar is March 21st about book launch secrets. It's myself and Thomas Umstadt, and then he's going to talk about this course. And it's going to basically go over everything you need to know about launching your book. And you'll learn proven principles and methods to help your next book or get your first book off the ground like a rocket. Thomas, the same way that I live and breathe podcasting, Thomas lives and breathes books. And then what's beautiful about it is his kind of mentor, James L. Rubart, it's kind of like getting Han Solo and Yoda at the same time. And the reason I think this is so important is this is the last time they're teaching this course. Now, the webinar you're signing up for, absolutely free, and you're going to walk away with a lot of great ideas and an offer. We're not going to lie to you. They're going to talk to you and ask you to take this course. But there's so much value in just the free webinar. I wanted to let you know that it's going on and it's happening very, very soon, March 21st. Look at the calendar. Yeah, that's like, holy cow, it's coming right up. All you have to do is go to schoolofpodcasting.com/book launch. That's schoolofpodcasting.com/book launch. I can't wait to see you there.